Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And it's another fine day outside here in rainy Seattle. Hi, Eric.
Perfect day. Hey, good afternoon, Julie. But perfect day to take your dog for a walk, I think.
It is indeed.
Especially if you got one of those dog ponchos.
Good point. Yeah, those are cute little slickers. Although the hats, I don't know about
hat,
a rain hat,
hat might
for
be
a dog.
A bit much.
Yeah, I think so. And in that vein, we have some interesting things to talk about today. Pet chastity belt, for one.
I heard about this week, and that cracked me up.
At first I thought it was a joke when I went to the website and checked it out, but it's actually not. So we'll be discussing that. We'll be talking about a line of dog dresses.
Now that's got to be a joke.
Well, it's not, and they're very fancy, and they're not cheap, and they have Swarovski crystal elements in them, and it's very interesting. So we're going to chat about that. We've got some dogs and celebrity interesting. Which celebrities have which dogs, and there's some interesting little informative tidbits about that, and local product, poop scooping pocket thing called Tiny, made by Tiny Growl, which is a local company.
Poop so, scooping pocket
yep,
thing?
Yep, and then it holds the bag of poop for the rest of the walk.
You don't have to put it in your pocket.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
It attaches to the leash.
Ah.
So it's just another layer between you and the poop. And
I like as much of a layer between me and the poop.
Yeah, as many
possible.
Layers as possible.
Exactly.
And we're also going to talk about debarking today. There's an article in the New York Times online about debarking and kind of that whole thing where they cut the vocal cords of dogs to stop them from barking. So we'll be discussing that as well. We're also here to answer your questions about your dog or your neighbor's dog, anything training related, behavior related, or nutrition and food related. We'd love to hear from you. So you're welcome to give us a call anytime during the show today, and we'll answer your dog question, 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Again, those numbers, 425-373-5527 or toll-free, 888-298-5569. You can give us a call and we'll answer your dog-related question. We had some great calls last week. Interesting counter surfing, and we had one about barking while watching television. That was a few weeks ago. And so we'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, though, so I was going to talk about this last week, because last week we had a sort of celebrity theme, celebrity Hollywood theme, in honor of Kathy Griffin, who came into town, who I met.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Did you ask her about the dogs?
I did.
Fantastic.
So she had this show where she's a comedian. She has a show called My Life on the D-List.
Uh-huh.
And she has two dogs. And in one of the shows, they hired a dog trainer to come. And her dogs were getting out of this portion of the fence, and basically the dog trainer told her to dress up in a huge rat costume and have a...
just the idea of this.
I know.
It's ludicrous.
It is. It is. It makes for good television, though.
Yes.
And so the idea is, I guess, to freak the dogs out. Uh-huh. So she goes and hides right by this opening and makes this horrible squealing, squeaking sound, And I don't know. I guess the thought is that the dogs will get scared away from the area, but it didn't work.
Well,
that
lent some shred of credibility to this. I got to say, I have a glow-in-the-dark skeleton costume that once scared the heck out of my cats. So maybe there's something to that idea, but it sounds like in this case,
yes,
it didn't work out for her.
No, it didn't. And you can see it on YouTube if you put in the search bar on YouTube, Kathy Griffin rat, I think it'll get you to that video of that. But so I was able to ask her in person during a book signing on Thursday night whether that was real, whether the trainer actually told her to do it.
And uh-huh.
She said yes, it was, and that her assistant, Jessica, her assistant at the time, refused to put the costume on, so Kathy did it. And
I don't blame her assistant.
Yeah, I know. But it was really cool to meet her. She was really nice and really seemingly, anyway, very genuine and present to... I mean, I waited in line for 2 hours at the university bookstore, and it was worth it, definitely worth it. I got my book signed, and I got to talk to her for a couple minutes, so that was cool. Gave her a couple Dog Talk Show car stickers.
Awesome.
Yep.
Spread the word.
Which I'm sure she'll put all over her car.
We hope.
Yeah. if you would like a Dog Talk Show car sticker, send me an email, host@dogtalkshow.com.
This could be your first step to being a celebrity.
That's right. host@dogtalkshow.com, and I'd be happy to send you out one or three or 20 stickers, however many you want. Just let me know. Just email me your mailing address, and I'll get them in the mail to you. Waterproof, weatherproof, and as Eric likes to say, urine-proof as well. So in case you get marked, the sticker will be fine. So there's some interesting information about dogs of celebrities, pups who live with the rich and famous. So I just wanted to read through this sort of interesting facts about stars and their dogs. Again, if you would like to call in the show and ask a question about your dog behavior training or nutrition related, we'd love to hear from you. Those numbers again, 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. So Drew Barrymore once rescued two lab chow mixes named Flossie and Vivian from a flea market. Flossie later saved Drew's life by alerting to a fire in their home. Interesting. Ellen DeGeneres rescued a border collie from an Oakland pound. And last week we talked about Ellen's food, Halo, which is actually looks like a pretty good food.
It's not based on that game, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
Bob Barker, longtime host of The Price is Right, and big advocate of spaying and neutering, once had a Labrador retriever named Winston. Everybody knows, of course, about Paris Hilton's Chihuahua named Tinkerbell, who reportedly bit a TV producer, which doesn't surprise me. And I guess Paris Hilton also adopted a Rottweiler from a shelter, which I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I'd hate to see her try and put that in her purse, though.
Yeah, I know. And I wonder if it's wearing a dress. Paul McCartney, former Beatle, and his fuzzy white dog, Ollie, are both vegetarian. Paula Abdul has a Chihuahua named Tulip. She once tripped over the dog, taking a fall, which broke her nose and bruised her toe. Tulip was not hurt. Wonder what caused the fall. Anderson Cooper is a dog lover, attends the Westminster Kennel Club dog show, and he has a Welsh Springer Spaniel he calls Molly. Sigourney Weaver had a wedding for her Italian Greyhound, Petals, and the neighbor's Greyhound. She kept their puppy, Bocce. That one's a little bizarre.
Yeah.
Did you know that
they might be taking it just a touch too far.
So we had several months ago. Oh, today's our 50th show.
Oh.
Yeah, 5-0, which means in a couple weeks it's our 1 year anniversary. So we're going to be doing, I'm working on getting a ton of giveaways for that show 2 weeks from today.
Fantastic. Thanks for the reminder.
Yes. So 50th show today. Well, I can't remember why I thought of that. But anyway, because several months ago we had Wiener Takes All, the Shane McDougall, the director, producer of the documentary about National Wiener Dog Races, which is hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
He was at a show and there was somebody actually performing dog weddings. She took it serious. I mean, people would actually get their dogs married. And I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there was no legal implication to it or they got any tax breaks or anything like that. But
one would hope not.
But he was asked, there was just a segment on that. It reminded me of that, there is actually a minister or something that will marry dogs. But she was very clear she would not marry same-sex dogs.
Wow.
She would marry a Shih Tzu to a Rottweiler, but there would be no same-sex marriages for dogs.
And that's...
Yeah.
Because that would be crazy.
That would be crazy. So Shania Twain's German Shepherd Tim had his own doggy door on the singer's tour bus. This one's funny. Fabio spends quality time with his Great Danes, Apache and Thor. Now, if Fabio was going to have dogs, they really would be Great Danes named Apache and Thor.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That fits the bill. Everyone knows Oprah is a dog lover. She's got a bunch of Cocker Spaniels, I think 2 Cocker Spaniels and 3 Golden Retrievers. Tori Spelling's pug, Mimi LaRue, wears designer doggy clothes and rides in a stroller.
I think Mimi's probably more famous than Tori at this point, though.
Elton John loves his Cocker Spaniel, Arthur, and made him best man at his civil ceremony. And...
Will Arthur do the same for him? We want.
I know, really. Ashley Judd adores her cockapoo Buttermilk. That's a cute name. A gift from her mother, Naomi Judd. And there's a few others. That was from sweet101.com. Interesting dog. They've got a few actually interesting dog articles on there. Let's take a break. If you would like to call in and ask a question about your dog, whether it be a training question or quirky behavior perhaps, or something food and nutrition related, we'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We'll get your question answered on air. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're here to talk about lots of interesting oddities in the dog world today. We're also here to answer your questions about your dog.
And I'm playing that because of this being our 5-0 show.
Nice.
Hawaii 5-0. And of course, we had a listener that has a dog that likes to sing and dance to that song, I believe.
Yeah, the dog, I think, howls when they sing the rhythm of the theme song there for
right.
Hawaii 5-0. Yeah. I know someone emailed us in on that.
Hopefully somebody out there is having a howling good time listening into the show today.
Well, if you would like to give us a call, we would love to answer your questions, dog-related questions, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Training, behavior, or nutrition-related, or really any dog question, I'd love to hear from you. We can get your question answered on air. So there's really no shortage of sort of odd things out there on the market, dog-related. One thing that I found was this, it was called One Lucky Dog Couture, and it's dog dresses. And I mean dresses. Like, these things are pretty fancy, and some of them even have crystals in them. And it's just, I mean, I just don't get it.
It's like blurring that line between people and their dogs a little more, I think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's no harm in it, but there's probably some other things going on. Like, if the dogs are wearing dresses, then maybe there's other ways that they're not treated quite as dogs in the way that they could be.
Right. Well, let me ask you this.
So I guess I'm judging.
Right. Well, you know, we all judge.
Yes.
But let me ask you this. As a dog trainer and someone that works with dogs all day, do you find that dogs that are, like, treated more like people and, like, dressed up in costumes and they, I don't know, they go everywhere with their owners as if they're, you know, another person, do they have, like, a different attitude, a different, do they have a kind of, it would be hard to quantify, but I guess what I'm asking is, do they have, like, emotional issues based around this that you've seen? Or
it's called spoiled.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I think that they definitely can if they're treated too much like, I mean, the thing is that if you're sort of putting all of this energy into the dog as far as dressing them up and, you know, putting fancy dresses on them, and I think a lot of times the dogs are probably not being treated as animals in a way that they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, you know, I wonder about the leadership that's present, the structure. I mean, it's just like kids, you know, if you give kids everything they want all the time and just lavish them in expensive things and don't set boundaries and all that kind of stuff, then you can definitely have behavioral issues as a result of that.
Right.
And it's definitely true with dogs as well. I mean, just dressing a dog up, as long as the dog doesn't mind it, there's no harm in that. I mean, I recognize that.
Right.
I think it's funny. But I also don't wear fancy dresses myself.
Right.
I mean, frilly. I'm just not like that. So
yeah.
I don't connect with that, but there's apparently a lot of people who do. And, you know, that's okay, but it's just such an interesting phenomenon that there's these people that, I mean, if you look at this, it's oneluckydogcouture.com. And if you just look at the pictures of these dog models.
Do the dog models look happy? That's what
they do look happy.
Okay.
And they're probably, I mean, I'm sure they're living the life. I mean, their owners have this dog dress, you know, and these, like I said, I think the dresses go in the 200s. And I don't get it, but
right.
I appreciate it. And I actually, I kind of find humor in it. But, you know, I've known some people whose dogs actually liked to get dressed up because they liked the attention.
Sure.
Like, Darcy used to put, I think, like a jacket or something on one of her dogs that she used to have for parties. And the dog loved it because she loved the attention.
Yeah.
So she kind of associated
putting on the jacket
with the attention.
Attention.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that was like a jacket, a dog jacket. These are like fluffy,
sorry,
frilly,
taking it well past the
fancy.
Next step
yes, yeah. These are like designer, and they take it seriously. So, I don't know. It's interesting. If any listeners have thoughts on dogs and dresses, if you maybe put dresses on your dogs or dress your dogs up, what you think the dog's experience is or whatever,
right.
We'd love to hear from you. 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569.
To me, it would be like that all dressed up and nowhere to go kind of thing. Because what do you take them to? Like a ball?
The dog park.
The dog ball? You know, it just seems odd.
Well, yeah, it's obviously for the human benefit.
Yes.
But I got to say, I do enjoy looking at these pictures of of these dogs in these fancy dresses. These dogs are wearing dresses fancier probably than any dress I've ever worn. So.
And then I wonder, though, do the owners buy the fancy dress for them and then give their dogs like, you know, that. I won't name it brand, but, you know, the big bag of kibble.
Come on, Eric, name names.
The big bag of kibble for, you know, 15 right. bucks. You know, yeah. Is there the disconnect there that they're willing to spoil them, quote unquote,
yep.
in the ways that makes them laugh or they seem funny to them, you know, but is there the disconnect with how they actually do things for the dog that the dog would really benefit from, like getting like higher quality food.
Yeah. And I think that that's just an issue of education
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people feed certain diets and think, you know, with the best intentions and, you know, don't know. They just, you know, it's what their vets recommended or, what the breeder fed or, you know, and so they're just taking this recommendation off of somebody else and it's not necessarily the best, you know, the best choice for their dog. So I think dogs have really good intentions, but they just don't know what the best foods might be and all that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, a lot of these vet diets. And we're actually going to have a guest on the show within the next few weeks. I'm so excited about this. Lainey Poiret, who's just moved to the area, and she's been working with Natural Pet Pantry on some new foods. She has a master's in animal nutrition and mm-hmm. is just loaded with information. And so we're going to have her probably on a regular basis, to talk about and answer, listeners' questions about that.
It can be confusing when every bag out there says that it's got complete nutrition.
It can be.
Because who doesn't want complete nutrition?
Well, they all say it, too, and that's the thing.
I'd like to get a bag of something that gives me complete nutrition, frankly.
I know, really.
It's so much easier.
Well, and I think it's a really good point. If you're going to spoil your dog, if you're going to spend the money. I mean, some people just have limitless income, but,
right.
you know. Well, we have Patty in Seattle on line one who has some feedback about dressing your dog. Hi, Patty.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I called last week also.
Yes, thank you.
And I called on the Halo dog food last week.
Yeah.
And at that time, I had just given the dogs the canned food.
Mm-hmm.
And then after talking with you, I opened the bag of dried food. And I've never been impressed with food in my life like this.
Oh, wow.
It's got actual little pieces of cranberry and peas and different fruits and vegetables. And I have small dogs with small kibbles, and they love it. I'm really impressed. It's expensive, but I really am impressed with
it. How much is it for a bag?
Well, I got the biggest bag, and they had $10 off on it. And so I think I paid like, I think it was $59 before tax.
Okay. And how many pounds do you know is the big bag?
You know what? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's about the going rate for, you know, a very high quality dry food.
It seems just a tiny bit higher than what I pay for, like, Solid Gold
mm-hmm.
or California Natural. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe mm-hmm. it's a bigger bag than I normally buy. But it was a big bag, and it seemed just a little bit more expensive. Well,
mm-hmm.
actually, I got $10 off, so it would have been $10 more. It would
yeah.
have been 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, 69.
So
yeah.
do you have some dressing up feedback?
I do, and I take two of them to a nursing home, and so they always wear clothes and wear a little different something
yes.
when we go, and they get so excited, and the people get excited,
yep.
and they know they're going to go somewhere fun.
Uh-huh.
But we're not doing inexpensive clothes.
Right.
And then also, I have little sun visors for them.
Yeah.
And when I put that on, they know they're going to go somewhere special, and it's no trouble. They really enjoy it.
Yeah. So they do have an association that
of having
like,
fun.
Ooh,
of having
yeah.
having fun when they put clothes on, they're going to have fun. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's a little jacket for rainy weather, but for dress up, it's something that's exciting, and they're looking forward to it.
You know, and I think that that's a really good point. I think that if you're taking your dog to like a nursing home, or you know, to a children's hospital or something like that, then I think it's really going to just
it kind of puts the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it does. I mean, to see a dog with you know a little outfit on it is cute.
And wagging their tail, and they're excited to see you because they know that you're excited to see them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, very good point. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling in, Patty.
Okay, you bet.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Yes, a good point. The sort of costume appeal, kind of the added energy it gives if you're taking a dog to cheer someone up.
Yeah. But I think Patty makes a great point, though. I mean, she's doing this like on the cheap, and I don't think it makes a difference when you see a dog, whether he's wearing, you know, I don't know, like a flannel shirt that costs you a dollar, or if he's wearing, or if she's wearing a fancy ball gown. You know, it's still, it's got the same impact, so
yeah.
Why not give, you know, the other $199 to, say, Haiti relief instead of
right.
to the fancy dress
right.
dog makers. But that's just my
well, you know, you all, you bring up another good point, Eric, when you corrected yourself and instead of saying he said she. You know, I'm looking at this website and I don't see any fancy male dog outfits.
No tuxedos?
No. What about the boy dogs?
Rexedos, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if someone wants to dress their dog, I mean, I don't know. I guess dresses are just more frilly and
right.
extravagant than a little dog suit, but I think that would be adorable. And if the dogs are getting married.
Well, yeah, you've got to have.
And it can't be two female dogs, so,
right,
you know,
no.
they're going to have to. Or maybe just put a tux on one of them and call it a wedding.
Well, there you go.
Well, we're going to be talking about the Pet Chastity Belt, which is a real product on the market.
In the grand tradition of nudicles, I think.
Yes. This is definitely up there with nudicles, the prosthetic testicles for dogs who have been neutered and still want to look. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine the dogs really know the difference. But again, I think this is something probably more for the owners.
Yeah.
We will be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, we start with something very special. The coyote that was trapped and killed on Magnolia recently wants to share his sole purpose with us, and he'll do so live via Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio. Then it's on to Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Buckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. That's on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150. You ain't nothing but a hound
dog. Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. Yes, they have finally done it. They have come out with a pet chastity belt.
What took them so long, you know?
You know, that's what he said. They said at the Westminster Dog Show when he was there. What took you so long? So I found this website. You sent me this link, Eric. I think they got in touch with the station.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And I looked at it and I thought at first, I was like, is this real? Like, because there was a website that I found about some company claiming to turn your adult dog back into a puppy. Like,
what?
Yeah. I mean, it's. It must have just been a bogus website, and I don't know.
One would hope so.
Yeah. Some genetic something, and it turns your dog back into a puppy again. Like, obviously impossible. I mean, they can do a lot these days, but you can't do that.
That's taking a little too far.
No. So I was kind of like, you know, looking at this. It's the Pet Anti-Breeding System, also known as PABS, P-A-B-S. And the website is PABSforPets.com. And it's belt kind of thing, mesh thing that goes around, like, kind of wear it as like a pair of underwear, but it has this also harness aspect of it that goes up on the dog's back to keep it in place, and it has mesh, so the dog is able to still go to the bathroom, it's able to still poop and pee. But it protects the dog from getting impregnated. So this guy's whole thing is that he's, you know, not everybody wants to spay and neuter. I think this is probably going to be pretty big in the show dog world, where they have dogs that are being bred and, you know, that they're not altered, but they don't want accidental pregnancies. And they. I mean, they have a video on the website that shows how it works. So just a heads up, it's probably rated R. And, you know, it's this guy from Louisiana or something that's like, well, my dog is roaming around and, you know, the male dogs, when she's in heat, just won't leave her alone. And so he developed this thing. And he accidentally got shot by a hunting dog, it says. I don't know how that happened. And part of his arm got shot off, and he was like, so while I was recovering, I thought of this product. I'm still trying to figure out the tie between those two things, other than that they're both dog-related.
Right.
And also trying to figure out how a beagle shot him. I don't know, stepped on the trigger or something by accident.
The beagle heard about his plan to make the chastity belt.
Yeah, wanted to nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud, but it...
Yeah, so anyway, I recommend checking this out. It's interesting. There's videos on it, promotional video, media coverage. The funniest one is where he's interviewed actually at the Westminster Dog Show, and the woman was kind of joking with him and... you know, saying that her dad would probably have wanted one of those for her when she was a teenager. And he said he had someone from Istanbul, Turkey, contact him and ask when they were going to be available for camels. Because he really saw the need for that. Yep. True TMI for Eric. So,
There was a hump joke there that I just didn't know whether I wanted to make, and I decided against it.
Good job.
Yeah.
Well, it's, he says...
Because of the camels.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks. Okay. He says, when the heat is on...
Your laptop is barking, Julie.
Oh, it's the website. That's funny. Yeah, I've heard a couple barks, and it is the website. It's the PABS website barking at me. I wonder how that's happening.
It's a good thing this is the dog talk show.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
It's okay to have a couple extra barks here and there.
His quote is, when the heat is on, lock it. That's his actual trademark, I think. So check it out, PABSforPets.com. It's the real deal. Pet chastity belt. It seems like he's being very well received in certain communities. I'd love to see him at the Seattle Dog Show. And there's some videos you can watch.
Just make sure he doesn't have his dogs that are armed and dangerous with him.
Well, he's got this really cute shepherd, female shepherd, who's the inspiration, I think, for this. And, you know, I can see why she was having trouble. But, you know, the thing is, too, is, like, if your dog's roaming around the neighborhood and you don't want him to get pregnant, it's like, well, there's kind of an issue with dogs roaming around the neighborhood free, too. But he's from Louisiana, so it seems like it's more of a rural thing. But then I think, you know, he was at the Westminster show as well. So, anyway, check it out. It's for real. It's definitely up there for me with nudicles. The prosthetic testicles
right.
for dogs.
Do you know if they still make those? Because I remember hearing about these years ago, and I just thought, okay, this is a very limited market, but...
Well, it doesn't... Nudicles.com says that the page was not found.
Okay, well, it sounds like they might have gone out of business.
They might... Shocking.
Just not enough of a market for prosthetic dog testicles, I guess, to keep them in business.
There's a... an urban dictionary that defines nudicles as a pair of prosthetic testicles for male dogs who have just been neutered, meant to prevent trauma/anxiety of said male dog learning he no longer has any balls. I don't know if that's... I don't know. I think that's just kind of ridiculous, the nudicles. But the chastity belt, I mean, I can see that actually is...
There might be some uses there, I suppose.
There might be some uses, yeah. And it apparently works because they have videos that display how it works. Anyway, there's really no shortage of interesting things people are doing with dog dresses and chastity belts and, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Well, all I got to say is if your dog is dressed up in one of those ball gowns, you definitely need the chastity belt.
You definitely do.
You know.
You can't dress your dog up like that.
That's right.
Yeah. Expect him to not get pregnant. anyway, so we, believe it or not, are here to answer your questions as well for anything dog training behavior or nutrition related. I am a training behavior and nutrition specialist here in Seattle, and I would love to answer your dog question, or maybe you have a comment about nudicles or dog dresses or dog chastity belts, or like I said, if you have a question about your dog, feel free to give us a call. We'll answer your question on air. The number's 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about this. I mentioned this company, this local new company called Tiny Growl. And they make these scoop-up pockets that it's sort of an extra layer in between your hand and the poop. And it also carries the poop along for the rest of the walk. You can attach it to your leash, like clip it to your leash, and the poop bag is in there, and it's just sort of concealed, and so that way you're not holding a poop bag. And there's an instructional video on that online, which is tinygrowl.com, and they're actually going to be on TV locally here on Channel 13 in the morning. She said likely tomorrow at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30. What she's doing is she is donating $5 per pocket sold for the month of February. And she's donating that to the International Fund for Animal Welfare, which is doing some work down in Haiti now with, you know, everything that's going on down there. The people are obviously just in a really bad way, and so are the animals. There's a very huge stray dog population. There's also a lot of livestock that are in need of food. They're doing a lot to control disease down there as well. So she's doing this fundraising effort for the month of February. So $5 per pocket is being donated to the International Fund for Animal Welfare. She's also offering a coupon code for free shipping this month as well. And the coupon code is IF, as in Frank, AW-TV. IFAW-TV is a coupon code. If you want to check that out and order, you can get free shipping, and $5 of the purchase, like I said, goes to the International Fund for Animal Welfare. And they are one of the main organizations doing work for the animals down in Haiti and trying to supply them with what they need down there as well. So that is Tiny Growl, and it's a pretty cool idea. It's a silicone and infused nylon that is waterproof, and you just pull the poop bag over this slip and pick it up and then slide it over and put it in the bag. It's actually pretty easy. And I pick up poop a lot, as you can imagine, with bags. And, you know, sometimes I do, as careful as I am, sometimes I do get it on my hand. And I'm like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
So this would definitely protect from that. So check it out. Local company, new product, tinygrowl.com, the Scoop Up Pocket.
Sounds like a pretty practical product.
It is a practical product. When we come back, we are going to talk about debarking. There was an interesting article in New York Times Online today, I think, about the surgery of debarking, and kind of discuss that. Pros and cons, ethical issues, etc. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Your home is your castle, but the upkeep. There's always so much to do. You don't want your investment to look run down, but who has time for all the things that need to be done? Regular window washing, gutter and roof cleaning, house cleaning, routine pressure washing. And what about those dryer vents? Lint in dryer vents is a common source of house fires. Ouch! Wouldn't it be nice to have an experienced, established, and respected company take care of those routine tasks for you on a regular basis? Capital Cleaning Services, serving the Seattle area since 1973, is your perfect choice. With years of experience and top ratings on Angie's List, Puget Consumer Checkbook, and the Better Business Bureau, Capital Cleaning Services can reliably and safely help you with your routine home and maintenance tasks. You're in the clear with Capital Cleaning. So call today for a free quote and see how we can help you protect your investment and keep your home looking beautiful all year round. Call 206-782-2494. That's 206-782-2494 for Capital Cleaning Services.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit healingallies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit healingallies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's healingallies.com.
Hallies.com.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started.
I'm Rich Hallstrom. Join me and my co-host Tim Humphrey every Monday at 1 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150 for Motivation with a Purpose, where we will tell the inspiring stories of people from all walks of life. Motivation with a Purpose every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
Does work feel like a puzzle and you don't know where all the pieces are, or you have all the pieces but you don't know what the picture should look like? Then join me, Denise Rubin, 30-year vet in human resources. I've sat in the boardroom and in the executive offices, and I'll share with you the trials and tribulations of the workplace and how together we can solve the workplace puzzle one piece at a time. Tune in to Work Does Matter, Fridays from 1 to 2 in the afternoon on Alternative Talk 1150. Visit my website at workdoesmatter.com.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. A very, very well-picked song based off of the Pet Chastity Belt, Eric.
Well, when the heat is on, you got to lock it down,
of
course.
That's right, lock it up.
Or lock it up, yes.
What did he say? When the heat is on, lock it. That should be his theme song for sure. So there's an article about debarking that says heel, sit, whisper, good dog. And it talks about debarking and people's different opinions about it. And debarking is where they actually cut the vocal cords of a dog. So that they, when they bark, it's like a, it's not, I think it's, I would rather hear a bark than this. It's like a muted bark, that sort of raspy wisp. I don't like it. It's sort of eerie to me. And the dogs are still barking. And there's actually a link on this, a link on this website. I wonder if it will play on air the sound of a dog that's been debarked. Not really.
It's faint, but I
it's faint.
You can kind of hear that.
You can listen. Yeah, it's also faint on the website. But if you go to the article, it's on NewYorkTimes.com. Heel, sit, whisper, good dog. Published February 2nd. And you can actually play the sound of a regular dog. Well, these two dogs that are featured in the story, mm-hmm. two dachshunds. One of them is debarked and one of them is not. It's still a puppy. But I guess they're planning on debarking their second dog too. But, you know, so it's not a medically necessary procedure. It's to quiet a dog.
Right.
So for people who have barking problems, like they live in an apartment building or, you know, condo building, and they're getting complaints from their neighbors of the dog barking, and, you know, they don't want to get evicted or they don't want to have to give the dog up. And there's a bunch of different angles that you can take on this. And, you know, the first thing that comes to mind for me, my reaction to it is, why is the dog barking excessively?
Right.
I mean, some breeds are certainly more prone to bark. They're more barky than others, but, you know, if a dog is barking excessively, then for me, I would want to look at behaviorally what's the cause of it. I mean, what kind of exercise is the dog getting? Is the dog being reinforced for the barking unknowingly by the owners? You know, it can be like a sign of frustration or just pent up energy, anxiety, that kind of thing. And that's kind of my issue with it is, you're going to try to take the dog's voice away. I mean, it would be like detoxing somebody, a human. I mean, I don't know. It seems weird to me, and I'm not a fan of it.
It seems kind of cruel to me, personally.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say that it's, you know, it's not humane to put them through the surgery and the pain. You know, a lot of vets won't do it. Most vets, I would say, don't do it. The American Veterinary Medical Association recommends that the surgery only be done after behavioral modification effects to correct the excessive vocalization have failed. Mm-hmm. People with debarked dogs say that they understood animal rights groups' concerns, but they challenge their critics to spend time with debarked dogs before making a judgment. Like I said, I think it's kind of a creepy sound, and I don't like it. I feel frustrated because I feel the dog's just being muted.
Right.
But, you know, I guess their point is that they don't think that it has an impact, that the dogs don't seem to notice, you know, that their bark isn't as loud as it used to be. But I kind of have a hard time believing that. I mean, dogs are very much more aware than I think people give them credit for. And I think that they notice, you know, let alone how it might feel to have your vocal cords cut. I can't imagine what that sensation is actually.
Right.
Whether it would maybe even make them bark more because they're not feeling like they're able to vocalize. You know, like if you feel like you're not being heard, you'll talk louder or talk more.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I haven't known a dog that's really been debarked. I've worked with a couple dogs years ago that were debarked or had been debarked by previous owners. But I don't really have, you know, I haven't known a dog to go through it and to actually witness
impact. As a trainer, this has got to be something that comes up a lot, though, that people have a problem with their dogs barking a lot or excessively. And there's got to be better ways to, you know, treat that or to, you know, train them to not do that, right?
Yeah.
So what are some of the approaches that you take?
Well, there's, you know, it's kind of looking from a bunch of different angles. The first one would be what's causing it. So is the dog pent up? Is there all this extra energy that doesn't have an outlet?
Like, are you putting a dress on it and then just leaving it in the
right.
apartment?
You know? Does it hate its new dress? exercise, structure, how is the behavior itself being addressed? Is there a consequence for it, or is it just being ignored, or is it even being reinforced where the dog barks at you and then you say, what do you want? Or even telling it to be quiet if there's not an effective correction that goes along with it, like a squirt bottle or shaker can or something like that, then it can actually reinforce the behavior. There's also products out there for barking that don't involve a surgery. But, you know, collars that that if used properly can be very effective. There's sound and vibration sensitive collars that you can put on your dog that like spray a citronella spray at their mouth when they bark. So it's basically just a cause and effect. Like when you bark, when the collar's on, you get sprayed with the citronella. You don't like the taste of it. So then the dog's going to learn not to bark. I mean, and that even is still kind of a Band-Aid for it. So, you know, the first thing would be really addressing the behavior from a training and behavior modification standpoint. You know, how have you worked to try to correct the behavior? What are you doing when your dog barks? That sort of thing. And then, of course, making sure that the dog's needs are being met energetically as far as exercise and mental stimulation, and so that they're not just sort of pent up and frustrated barking. But if you listen to these two audio files or whatever on the attached to the article of these two dogs, there's Truffle and Nestle, and Truffle is not debarked and Nestle is, and you can hear them both barking. That to me, whether the dog's debarked or not, is that's a barking issue. With the way that those dogs are just excessively barking,
right?
I mean, it's like, I don't know. Those people, it feels to me like there's so much that those people could do to work with the dogs and, you know, meet their needs, give them some structure. You know, this was a family in New York who lives in a condo in New York and got a complaint. And so they got the dogs debarked, or one of the dogs debarked, and they seem to be fans of it. There's somebody from Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show said there's debarked dogs that come through there. There was a breeder of Shetland sheepdogs, which is a breed that's known for barking, that has some of his dogs debarked. And it just seems like if you're on board, you're on board. And if you're not, you're not. I'm definitely not on board for debarking in general. But then, you know, they say, well, if you somebody said at the very end, like, you may think it's horrible, but if I had to give up my dog or get the surgery, I would choose the surgery. Mm. So it's like, okay, if you're coming down to whether you're having to rehome the dog or give it surgery, obviously I would choose the surgery. But, you know, have all of the other options really been exhausted?
Right.
Is really my question.
And there are other options, which is, you know, I think what we kind of covered there.
That's the main thing. Yeah, different collars, different, you know, looking at the cause of it, also looking how to directly directly respond to the behavior. So we have a guest next week. We have Wendy Diamond, who is the editor-in-chief of Animal Fair magazine and also the author of a very good book. We're going to be talking to her next week on the show, and we have actually quite a few guests lined up for future shows, so... We'll be back same time, same place, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. next week. Thanks for listening. If you've missed any of our shows, you can go to www.dogtalkshow.com, click on the podcast page, and all of our 50 shows will come up, and they will be at your disposal. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.